Respighi's Ancient Airs and Dances, Suite No. 3, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, a request from Lisa in Freeport. Coming up next, we'll hear music by Rossini and also Samuel Barber here on Classics by Request.
Hi, this is Chris Thiele inviting you to tune into our show live from here each weekend, where you'll hear some amazing music. We've got a great house band, the duet partners, guests, a bit of comedy with our radio acting company, and a guest comedian, and regular features like our tribute to musicians' birthdays, the instant song request, and my song of the week. Hope you'll join us each weekend right here
at 5 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from UW-Madison, serving its purpose in service of the community. UW-Madison is dedicated to changing lives for the better. More information is available at impact.wisc.edu. Support also comes from Buttonwood Partners Incorporated of Madison, providing investment advice and retirement planning services since 1990. Information on the web at buttonwoodpartnersinc.com or 800-279-1776.
I received an online request from Barb in Sun Prairie, and she said that she'd like to hear the Largo al Factotum from The Barber of Seville. She says she heard this once during a pledge drive, didn't know who the performer was, but the host of the program said of the soloist, "There's bringing down the house, and then there's leveling Lincoln Center." And that, she says, perfectly describes this performance. But she didn't know if this would be enough information for me to be able to figure out the performer, so I could then feature it on today's program. Well, I asked my friends, Norman and Stephanie and Lori, had they featured this on any of their pledge drives, but I had a feeling who this person might be who did, and it was indeed Lori Skelton. She says that this sounds like Thomas Hampson on the Rossini Bicentennial album, the birthday gala at Lincoln Center in November of 1992. This happens to be one of Lori's favorites, and she admits that she probably did use it for a pledge drive.
Cavaliere, Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Baritone Thomas Hampson singing Largo Alfatotum from The Barber of Seville by Rossini from a 1992 performance, November 29th to be exact, at Avery Fisher Hall in Lincoln Center, New York. A request from Barb in Sun Prairie. To round out this first hour of Classics by Request, here's a request from Catherine in Waukesha for music of Samuel Barber. It's the Violin Concerto, the second movement, and she's requesting this as a dedication to her mother, Elaine. The composer's only violin concerto, there's some very beautiful passages throughout this movement, both graceful and lyrical. The performance we will hear is with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. The soloist is violinist Robert McDuffie. We just heard the second movement from the Violin Concerto by Samuel Barber, a request from Catherine in Waukesha, a dedication to her mother, Elaine. Second movement was performed by violinist Robert McDuffie and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, the conductor Yoel Levy. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio thanks the business community for their support. During this time of social distancing, you can support businesses in your local community by purchasing online gift certificates for future in-person visits. A complete list of WPR business sponsors can be found at wpr.org/current-sponsors.
There are 54,000 individuals and families who contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to their investment, you can hear your favorite programs and discover new ones all over Wisconsin and beyond. Thank you.
You're listening to WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.
Welcome back to the second and final hour of Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Quick look at the weather forecast for this weekend. It looks like the north will have a winter storm watch this evening and night. The region will get rain, freezing rain, and snow. Rain is likely in the rest of the state for both days, highs mostly in the 40s, but a little warmer in the south. So glad you're tuning in, joining me for some wonderful music by your neighbors and beyond. We had it was just a delightful first hour. Loved the choices, and I think the second will also do the same for all of us as we're probably hunkered in our homes somewhere. I hope you're staying healthy and safe, and really appreciate that you're spending time for the 2 hours together. Classics by Request in our 40th year here on Wisconsin Public Radio, all because of you. Let's start off the second hour with music by Ed and Bailey's Harbor, his request for this Saturday, the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss Sr. Ed says it was first performed in Vienna in 1848 and seems to be still popular today. Great rousing piece of music that can brighten the day. This performance is with Eric Kunzel directing the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. opening the second and final hour of Classics by Request with the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss Sr. Eric Kunzel led the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, a request from Ed and Bailey's Harbor. It was about a week ago or so that George in Cambridge was listening to Stephanie Elkins on her Thursday morning classics, and heard this work by composer Nancy Zeltzman called Woodcuts. It's for marimba. And George says the marimba itself is soothing, and Nancy's minimalist style only enhances the calming effect of the music. Good therapy for us this day. This performance is with the composer performing the marimba, and she's joined by soprano Dana Rogers.
Thank you.